Chapter 12. Plug Firetail had a reputation as the slyest, most bloodthirsty fox afloat. His ship, the Sea Scab, was the biggest freebooting vessel in all the northern waters, crewed by the rakings and scrapings of vermin to whom savagery was second nature. Since dawn, Plug had been watching the beacon burning on Riftguard Head. Seeing the signal fading from his stern cabin window, Plug rose in high bad humour, grabbing his long-skirted coat of plush-green velvet, which had seen better days. He swung it around his shoulders and seized the huge double-bladed axe that was his favourite weapon. Sneaking purposefully up the companionway stairs to the aft deck, the Silver Fox muttered darkly to himself.
The blistering barnacles on this ship's keel are more use to me than this lard-brained crew.
An enormous fat wharf rat, with no ears to speak of, was fast asleep over the Sea Scab's tiller. Plug halted within a pace of the creature and spat on both paws. Holding the axe sideways, he swung it hard, slamming the blade flat across the rat's substantial rump. Splat! It had the desired effect. Grubbage the bosun squealed in pain as he let go the tiller and danced in a little circle, rubbing frantically at his bottom.
Mercy, Captain, mercy!
Plug took over the tiller, bringing his vessel about until it was headed for the beacon. He kicked out at Grubbage.
Oh, mercy, you great wobble-bummed grub-walloper! Didn't you see the beacon blazing yonder?
Tears poured from the rat's squinched-up eyes as, cocking his head to one side, he rubbed away at his smarting behind.
What's that you say, Captain?
Plug roared aloud into his bosun's face.
Are you blind as well as deaf, lardgut? I said, didn't you see the beacon blazing on Riftguard Head?
Grubbage pulled up both sides of his turban, revealing the severed stumps of both ears.
What's that you say, Captain? Some beast eating and grazing on a guard's head?
Plug leaned over the tiller, clapping a paw across his eyes and sighing deeply.